This is Amend and Progress, your go-to podcast from Vidori for all things promotional material review. Get ready for actionable insights, valuable perspectives, and best practices to elevate your workflow and team morale.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Amend and Progress, Vidori's podcast about the material review process. I'm your host, Annalise, and today's topic is going to be all about the agency relationship, how to work with agencies, best practices for improving the agency relationship, and even a little bit about content quality. Joining me for the conversation today is Anne Swearengen, CEO of Six Tangerines Consulting. Anne, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to see you this morning, Annalise.
Delighted to see you. I know you have some snow where you are, so it could be warmer. But here we are in the beginnings of spring. It's par for the course.
You know, I like to say that it's like May weather, right? It may snow, it may rain, it may sunshine.
Yes, absolutely. I feel that entirely. So before we get into agency relationships, super excited to sort of get your perspective on this today. You know, because agencies are often a critical component of the material review process, they play a really big role. But before we get to the meat of the conversation today, I'm going to start with a rapid fire getting to know you section, just three questions just to help the audience get to know you a little bit better. Are you up for it?
I am. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. First question is, what is your ideal movie snack?
Popcorn. I'm all about popcorn. Okay. Lots of butter, lots of sugar.
Lots of butter, lots of sugar. Love it.
And I will like take the biggest bin that you can and just eat it. Like, I'm not sharing. It's mine. Like,
Yeah, no sharing. Are you purchase at the movie theater, or are you one of the ones that bring your popcorn with you because you, you know, make it like a special way at home?
No, I'll get it at the movie theater.
I'm Love it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, where else can you get the butter like that, right? I mean, it's a little special treat.
Smothered and covered.
I love it. Okay, next. What is one book you think everyone should read?
Oh, there's lots. I think if you're a people manager, this sounds really crazy, but there's a book out there called Why Employees Don't Do What They're Supposed to Do and What to Do About It. And it's not that it got a lot of insights. There's about 15 items in there. It's an older book, but it's time and tested. So if you manage people and you're like racking your brain, definitely a book I would recommend.
Awesome. I'll put that in the show notes in case folks are interested in learning more. I certainly am. Okay. Last question. If you had to describe your collaborative style in one word, what would it be and why?
I would say it's team. And I know that sounds really crazy because it's not an I thing. It's a we thing. Right. Yeah. And so when you collaborate, you really have to be aware of the we, and you have to step back, especially if you're in a leadership position, and let somebody else lead. Be a follower for once. Right. And so let them gain that experience. So from a collaborative standpoint, it's like, hey, somebody want to take the lead on this? Go for it.
I love it.
What do you need from me to help?
Mm-hmm. I love it. As a person that's served both roles, I think that's just a really important thing for anyone to be aware of. So I love that. And I mean, perfectly tease me up for the conversation today. I don't know if that was intentional.
No, not really, but it's okay.
Perfect. Look at how nicely that worked. So this concept of team, I think, is important as we start to talk about the agency relationship today. In some ways, they are part of the material review team. So let's start with maybe, in your experience, how you've seen agencies plug in. Because I know that different organizations sort of approach the agency relationship and material review a little bit differently. Have you seen consistencies in your experience in industry? Or just what are the different ways you've seen sort of agencies plug into material review?
Oh, gosh, there's probably as many ways to do this as there is to cook eggs, right? Like you can, and it really depends on the organization and the country and the therapeutic area. But some of the common things are, I've seen agencies for small deliverables, but as well as for large ones, right? When you're trying to do a cadence of maybe some white papers or educational pieces, learning modules, but also, you know, podcasts, you know, little short videos, interviews. So they agencies can really span all the content that you do. but you have to kind of figure out what do you want from them, right? And what capacities do you have internally?
Mm-hmm. They're intended to give either lift or expertise, right? And so it's determining which of or both of those things are you hoping to utilize. And so when it comes to material review, they're submitting, right? It's their content that's going through potentially the review process. Say more about your pause. I'd love to hear more.
Yeah. So I think this is where kind of the whole, how do you want to have the relationship with the agency, right? And so are they just giving you a deliverable and you're the one that's going to submit it? Are they going to submit it? What kind of quality checks are you going to build in along the way? How do you engage your reviewers internal to the organization with the agency?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of guardrails or requirements or specifications are you going to give to the agency?
Yep.
It's, you know, Annalise, it's kind of like me saying, I want you to build me a house. And you're like, great. And you build a house. It's 7 bedrooms, no bathrooms, 5-car garage, you know, whatever.
Yep.
I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted. Well, it's because we didn't have that dialogue.
Yep.
And it's super important when you're engaging an agency, number one, to make sure they have the expertise that you want. So you got to vet the vendor, right? Like it's basic stuff that you got to do. Number two is you need to know what you want. You can't, if you're going to let them do it, you're going to get so frustrated and you're going to blow up your budget.
Yep.
Like there's no tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Because everything's going to be a change order. Oh, well, I don't like the colors. Well, you didn't give me the color palette. Oh, I don't like the images. They're not approved. Well, you didn't give me the images, right?
Yep.
And so agencies are a service to your organization. So have clear expectations. And that includes giving them your brand stuff.
Yep.
You know, like
the brand books.
They need your brand templates, right? If product A is purple and product B is pink and product C is blue and you want, you know, them to work on all three, give them all three.
Yep.
Do they, you know, what fonts do you use? And I think in one of our other podcasts, we kind of talked a little bit about content quality. And oh, this is like a huge, almost like you don't engage a vendor without seeing what they've done.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you are going, if your organization is referencing everything like AMA style, ask to see how they reference stuff AMA style, you know, to make sure that it's in with how you do stuff.
Yep.
You know, otherwise you're going to get that stuff that comes in and it kind of goes back to the content quality piece is like, you're going to get the stuff and they're like, well, who was the designer on this?
Yep. Right.
You know? And so it's no different than kind of choosing your clothes or choosing the decorations in your home. You know, you want it to be a reflection of you and here you want it to be that reflection of your organization.
And the agency wants to do good work and have a good working relationship as well. Everyone wants this to work well. And so I think I'm hearing a couple of things from you. One is this concept of a test run, which I think could be hugely beneficial in working out some of those kinks, right? Go through any type of just like produce a presentation for us. And that way you can look at how the graphics are handled, the colors, the brand, and sort of treat it as an opportunity for learning and knowledge transfer on these are the ways we want things, but also clarity, communication, documentation. Provide them with the things that you would expect to show up in your content and the way it's presented. So in terms of that sort of documentation or communication provided to audiences or to your agencies, what's worked well for you in the past? Is it simply a document? Is it a conversation? Like, what's the best way for sort of that knowledge transfer?
Gosh. So I'm going to say it depends, right? It's my favorite word. It depends.
Yeah, sure.
And if your organization is looking at things holistically, you're going to have some kind of book or guide that you're going to just give to say, these are the rules of the road when you when we engage agencies to build content for us. If you're not, and each therapeutic area does something different, it can get pretty muddy, right? Because that agency is on the books and maybe therapeutic area A is using them. And then C comes in and goes, oh, well, we gave you what A does, and the other group's like, well, that's not what we want. Right. And so that causes tension and friction and things like that with the organization and the agency. And so best practice would be start out easy, lay it on the line, right? In regards to, we want to partner with them, quality check them along the way, hold their hand sometimes in regards to, okay, you know, we're going to go ahead and have our, you know, publications person check your references just to make sure that they're on our standard, you know, or we're going to have medical come and check, you know, the, what you're saying to make sure that, you know, yeah, you're not blowing claims out of the water. Right. And, and, you know, totally, misconstruing a medical diagnosis and treatment and indications for use and things like that. There may be an education onboarding with agencies, right? It's kind of like, okay, this is how, you know, this is what we expect, you know? And don't be, you know, you want this to be a long-term relationship with your agency.
Yeah.
Because if you keep doing it short term, you're going to get so frustrated because every vendor you go to, it's like they're not, they're just not doing it right.
Yeah.
It's going to be bumpy on the road. There's going to be some fits and starts and stops and all of that stuff. But it's like speeding slows you down, right? Like, I know you people want to get things done fast, but just take that deep breath and say, okay, I like to use, if I had to explain this to my teenage daughter, what would I have to tell her? Right. About, hey, I need you to make me a poster because she's a whiz in like Adobe and all these things. Right. But if I don't give her any guidelines and tell her what I'm looking for, and I want it to be more cartoony or more real life, or I'm just going to get whatever I get.
Well, it reminds me of the conversation we did have on content quality, and you had talked a lot about the upfront work being beneficial for the long-term process. And I think that's a concept we can bring to this conversation as well, of like, spend the time on the onboarding, on the sharing of the documents, potentially a test run, because it's going to make future content that they deliver and you put through the review process that much better. And so again, this concept of, yes, it might take more time up front, but it's time well spent, I think is super relevant here.
Yep. You know, and the other piece is, as an organization, do you want the agency to be able to submit those pieces on your behalf? And that's a strategic decision, right? That the marketing team has to make. And so all of a sudden when the reviewers get it and there's some random name and they're like, well, who's this? Oh, it's the agency. And they're just seeing it for the first time. You know, it can be stressful because they're like, wow, like the, what kind of quality review did this go through? Right. And we kind of talked about that as well. It's like, you know, cause it's so different or so, and it's okay to be different, but if it's not even in the vibe of the organization, you know,
there's then
there's problems, right?
Say more about the strategic decision around the agency playing the role in the submission of the material. Say more there. Like, what are the options? What strategy is driving that decision? I would love to just learn more about that.
Couple things, right? And again, this comes down to what's the scope of work for the agency?
Okay.
Are they just giving you a content piece? Are they just going to give you the next podcast, the next script, the next whatever?
Okay.
And you're going to be responsible for your organization to route it through your content review process. Period, right? It's just like they deliver it to me and then I route it through and then you're one of my reviewers. Or do you want to have more engagement, more partnership with the agency and say, you know what? We really want you to be an extension of our team. We really want you to do this. We need you because of we're resource constrained or because of expertise or because of whatever, you know, reason. To say, we want you to submit these types of pieces into our system and we'll train you on it.
Yeah.
Right. And that way you can do it. And that actually may speed up the process as well, because then you take out that middle person. And when the agency is finished with the piece, then they're like throwing it into Vidori.
Yeah.
And then it's going through, right? Because you can pre-identify, you know, the routes are already pre-identified and all of that stuff that, that's system-wise, right? But when you route pieces, the agency also has to understand your claim sheets, your referencing. Right? And so it's because your team, without using an agency, your review team is already used to you referencing claim sheets or highlighting in the reference materials that's in the library, right? And so, yes, it's faster, but it could be slower because they have done all this work outside of the system. And then if they're writing a paragraph or two and there's six references in it, they got to pull it, find it, highlight it. You know, what do you want to do? That's also going to add more cost, right? And so it's, what do you, like, strategically, there's money involved, right? It's money and people.
Absolutely. Both from your own team and the agency. So you, all these factors need to be weighed. And like we say all the time, it depends. Not to steal your word. But the workflow depends on what, you know, those types of decisions and sort of what your goals and your resource limitations are and all of those factors. So, okay, that makes total sense. Let's talk about the process a little bit more and the data, because I know you love data.
Yes.
So the agency plays a role here. If we think about things like cycle time or number of circulations, the agency, if it's a content developed by an agency, the agency has a role in this, right? Especially when it comes to both maybe the submission type activities or the incorporating feedback time. We often talk about the incorporating feedback time as being a critical factor to understanding your total review, your total job time, right? Talk to me a little bit about this. Do teams, should you factor agencies in when you're thinking about goals around cycle times and circulations or not? You know, how much of the agency factor do you need to have when you're thinking about sort of like ideal state and that your process and what your goals are?
I like to think of things holistically personally. I want to know the whole kit and caboodle, right? Like, this is our cycle time and this is our average feedback time, regardless of who's submitting. Right? Because it gives you an overall sense of quality.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and types of issues you're having. It may behoove the person that's doing the metrics to look at it from an internal versus external submitter role. To say, because you may open up your eyes to say, you know what, the agency's got their ducks in a row and they're actually faster than we are internally. Right?
Yep.
Or no, you know, we want to do this. So that's where there's these test drives, right? Like go ahead and get those pieces in by the agency, see how long it takes, see how long it takes them to incorporate feedback. And make sure that when you do some of these in your scope of work, you put in SLAs or service level agreements.
Okay. Yep.
Hold them to it, right? It's like, hey, we have a contract here. You said you deliver these five pieces in 3 weeks, whatever it is. You'll route them, but our service level agreement says that you will address feedback for in our content review system within 2 days. We have data now that says you're not doing that. You know, it's all of this hidden little muddy stuff that you're like, wow, you can really kind of take it and own it and really drive the relationship with the agency. And you know what? When you get good guidance and good direction, it doesn't matter if you're an agency or a manager or an employee, you feel empowered. You can do stuff, right? There's more internal motivation and commitment. So that relationship between an organization and an agency is key. It's so important.
Especially if they're generating quite a bit of content for you. But I think your point about the holistic aspect of the review process, if you are using an agency quite frequently, then they do need to be factored into account when you think about the totality of the review process, but also the accountability piece that can come from more nuanced or detailed data around the types of reviewers and who is submitting and what does that look like. And, you know, we talk to our customers all the time about the levels of data and all of the things that you can glean from the nitty gritty of who is submitting all the way to the cycle time. So I think that's really important for folks to have in the back of their minds.
Well, the metrics you use, especially when working with an agency, should result in a decision or an action. I mean, if you think about it that way, right? And so if I'm in charge of marketing at my organization and I'm using agency A and agency B for two separate projects because they're both different, I need to know that, hey, these guys are hitting it out of the park, or they're slowing us down, right? And then that helps me factor in, okay, I really need to get on them. I have to project manage agency B more because they're not doing service level agreements. I may have to, you know, pull out contract language, you know, and do stuff because I like their content quality and things like that. So the metrics have to be able to tell you something to manage risk. I think that's probably the best way I would put it, is in looking at it, you're like, well, where are my areas of risk with agencies from a content perspective? Well, it's cycle times and it's incorporating feedback.
Hugely helpful. Yeah.
Huge.
Anything else you would add? What if you could leave someone with like one key takeaway that you would want someone to take from this conversation today, what would that be?
Don't use an agency just because you always have. Make that decision on data, okay? Because your bar and somebody else's bar could be very different. Your motivation could be very different. So make that assessment. And if you're in a position of leadership at an organization, do it with data and be able to say, we don't use agency A because of X, you know?
I love it. And I think maybe one thing that maybe gets forgotten or not thought about a lot. So I think that's a perfect way to close out the conversation today. And I will do one shameless plug for Vidori, in that we do have a template on our website that's about incorporating your agency into the MLR review process. So for folks that are just starting on this or looking to improve that relationship, please go check that asset out. And as always, thank you so much for joining. Just really appreciate your time and perspective today.
Anytime. Looking forward to our next one. Take care.
Wonderful. And folks, please, the conversation doesn't stop here. Follow Vidori on LinkedIn, for drop us comments on the episode. Ask us questions. We would love to hear your feedback on any of the episode's content. You can subscribe to Amend and Progress on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, this is Annalise signing off for Amend and Progress. Have a fantastic day.